Om Shanti, good morning. As you are aware that we have epidemic of non-communicable diseases all over the world, especially India. And non-communicable diseases are basically non-infectious diseases, and they are mostly lifestyle related with stress. And these diseases are preventable because they are caused by modifiable risk factors. 68% of all the deaths worldwide in 2012, there was a WHO report in which it was shown that all the deaths, NCDs, they are responsible for 68% of deaths, and 38 million people died because of NCDs in 2012. And it is expected by 2030, we'll have 52 million people dying because of NCDs, non-communicable diseases. So, and the number one killer in the world of, which is also one of the NCDs is CVDs, cardiovascular diseases, in which CAD, coronary artery disease, and the strokes, they are the major cause. Then we have COPD as a second cause, then diabetes and the obesity. And the fifth one is cancer. And now it has been shown that we can prevent 80% of these NCDs, especially these four diseases, by changing our lifestyle. By changing our diet patterns, changing our physical activity, increasing our physical activity, and also by changing our lifestyle. So this is three-dimensional healthcare for CAD. We'll be talking about healthy heart, and not only healthy heart, but happy mind and healthy body. How we can, through this program, 3D health, three-dimensional healthcare, how we can make healthy heart, happy mind and healthy body. This is our hospital at Mount Abu, Global Hospital and Research Center, and this is the hospital at Abu Road. It's a unit of Global Hospital Research Center, Trauma Center we call it. Modern healthcare is only one dimensional, right? All the medical colleges in India and worldwide teach only about body, right? All the researches are on body, all the medication is about on body, and all the surgeries are about body, right? And no teaching about mind and soul. While we know that, now we know that more than 95% diseases are stress-related or psychosomatic. Psyche means mind, soma means body. That means they come first to the mind and then come to the body. So without knowing, so the problem is with the medical profession today is that though we are managing psychosomatic problems, but we doctors, we medical professionals do not know enough about mind, how mind leads to heart disease. Or leads to any NCDs for that matter. So if we compare this epidemic of 5, can we have a little bit more focus? Focus is light off kar denge? Lights off kar denge? These lights can be off. Ye samne ki light bhi agar off ho jayegi to acha dikha. Yes, now it's better. This epidemic of big 5, these are biggest enemies of humanity, and the studies have compared general population with the medical profession, right? Medical professionals. This was a study reported in JAPI in 2008 by Ramchandran et al. And they have shown that doctors suffer more obesity as compared to 35% people in general population are obese, 55% doctors are obese, right? And diabetes is almost, hypertension is more in doctors as compared to general population. Diabetes is almost the same. Metabolic syndrome is also more in doctors. And CAD, I'll be talking later on in medical professionals. Basically, these all diseases are lifestyle related, and mental stress, diet, exercise, sleep, and tobacco use, and alcohol abuse, they play a great role in this. Because doctors are the most stressed group of the society, we are called upon to serve people at any time of the day. Businessmen, legal people, the lawyers, they are not called upon. Other professionals are not called upon. And it's a duty to,
to sort of listen to what people's problems. So basically when we can control these lifestyle factors, only then we can arrest and reverse the epidemic of these NCDs. So though doctors know about how to control, how to modify the risk factors, but still the disease is much more in them. If we go to conferences, you also must be going to many conferences, and you must be seeing people who deliver talks on diet. They give the talk in the classroom and the hall, and when they go back for the lunch, they are the first people who are in the line for non-vegetarian food. Right? So knowing is not doing, right? We need to have willpower to follow the lifestyle, to follow a healthy lifestyle. So that is what is important. So because if doctors are not healthy, then what will happen to the people? Talking about CAD, from 1970 to 2000, there was a 300% increase in CAD prevalence, and we have the younger population which is being hit the hardest. If you take the figures in 2015, 62 million people were documented cases of, we had 62 million people documented cases of CAD, and out of which 37 million, that is about 60% of patients suffering from coronary artery disease, they were less than 50 years of age. So it is the young population, the productive population, socially and economically productive population, which is suffering the most. 60% of people are below 60 years of age, or below 50 years of age. And there were 2.9 million deaths in 2015, and out of which 1.5 million deaths were below 50 years of age. Mind you, these are figures. But for every patient, there are two hidden patients of coronary artery disease. You can say that how many people are suffering from coronary artery disease in India. And the management of this is angioplasty, PCIs, and the bypass surgeries. The instant, you know that now we have the drug-eluting stents, medicated stents. Previously we used to have bare metal stents. And though the restenosis rate was much higher with bare metal stents, now with the medicated stents, the restenosis rate is much less. But still, the angioplasty itself is a palliation only. It does not treat the root cause, right? And bypass surgery is also only palliation. It does not treat the root cause. So whatever we are doing is only palliation. It does not treat the root cause. That's why people I have patients in my program, which now I have more than 7,500 angiography documented patients in our program, which is happening for last more than 18 years. We started in Feb 98, and now it's August 2016, so it's more than 18 years. And so need of the hour is that we need to modify this. We have epidemic. How many surgeries we can do? How many angioplasties we can do? So many people. I'll be telling you the figures from US, how many angioplasties they do and how many we do. How many bypasses they do and how many we do. And still they have more ailing population. Bypass and angioplasties do not treat the root cause. So there was one study in 2009 which got a Nobel Prize for healthy aging. And with this they have shown that meditation, diet, healthy diet and lifestyle modification. In lifestyle, the main thing they have noted that time to go to bed, early to bed, early to rise is a very important factor in lifestyle. Usually we go late to bed these days and late to get up from the bed. Saying is early to bed, early to rise is the best way to be healthy, wealthy and wise, right? And they have shown that by changing the gene expression in hundreds of genes, this can change. If you follow the meditation regularly, change the diet and healthy lifestyle, then it can change the gene expression in hundreds of genes in only a few months. Just 3 months you can change so many genes. And in this Lancet Oncology, it was reported that genes associated with CAD, cancer, obesity, hypertension, diabetes, inflammation were down-regulated or turned off, whereas protective genes were up-regulated or turned on. So by doing meditation, how many of you do practice meditation? Can you raise your hands? Good. And how many of you do not practice meditation? How many of you do not practice meditation? See, what is meditation? Meditation is by definition, I'll come to it later on. I think I'll share with you later on. I will not, because that will take time. So if you can practice meditation, and today the medical schools in US, out of 126 medical schools, 106 medical schools, the spirituality is a subject. While in India, even now, meditation is, yoga is the house of, India is the house of yoga and meditation. Even today, we do not have spirituality as a subject in medical profession. Right? Spirituality, meditation is accepted as a way of, because medication gives you only symptomatic cure, symptomatic treatment, right? And meditation cures you. Cures the disease from within. How it does, I'll share with you. So you can change the genes, right? That was the big sort of issue, that I have a genetic predisposition to CAD, hypertension, rheumatoid, SLE. So what, I can't do anything on this. But now the studies have shown that they can be changed, right? And of this program, so the need of the hour is three-dimensional healthcare. It addresses genetic factors, right? Genes can be modified. We have planned one study on that, that will be sort of looking at genes with Rajyoga meditation, how genes can be modified. Mental factors, the stress can be modified. I'll be showing you the results. And person develops strong willpower to adhere to healthy diet, healthy exercise, healthy sleeping habits, and say no to tobacco and alcohol use. That is a beautiful aspect of, because normally when a patient is given, he is taught, internet is available, television is available, so much data is available today to everyone. You can go to internet and find out what should I do. But people follow because of fear for a month only. That is what we have seen in our study. People follow diet and exercise change only for a month, and after 1 month, they stop everything. They go back to the old habits, right? But the meditation, people practicing meditation, that is the group in which people who are practicing meditation, Rajyoga meditation, they could follow, they could adhere to. And they are adhering for last 18 years, more than 18 years. The same diet, same exercise, same sleeping habits, same other habits. So what is three-dimensional healthcare? See, today's medicine is evidence-based, right? And that is how we realize the truth. But we know that the limitations of modern healthcare. But spirituality is experience-based, right? We believe in certain things. We have certain belief systems, spiritual belief systems, and everyone believes in them, right? And if you can combine in a scientific manner spirituality and science, that is what is called as three-dimensional healthcare. That is, three-dimensional healthcare basically means spiritual care, that means peace, love, and happiness in your life. Mental care means mind has got four aspects. We call it team: thoughts, emotions, attitudes, and memories. You have to have a positive team to lead a healthy and happy life, right? So mental care, that is positive team. And third is physical care. And for the physical care, you need to have a healthy, balanced diet, healthy, balanced nutritional diet, and regular exercise, proper sleep, and proper medication, and addiction-free life. These are the basically three elements or three dimensions of a human being: the spiritual dimension, the mental dimension, and the physical dimension. So this is the, I'll be talking to you about the study which we have done. This is a practical model of three-dimensional healthcare. And this study was carried out by the Global Hospital and Research Center, Mount Abu, in collaboration with DRDO, Defense Institute of Physiology and Allied Sciences. That this study was, we planned this study in 1995, April 1995, submitted to Ministry of Health for approval and sponsorship in 95 itself. And it was cleared by Ministry of Health in October 97. And we started this program in collaboration with three tertiary cardiac institutes. One of them was Grant Medical College and JJ Group of Hospitals, UN Mehta Institute of Cardiology, Ahmedabad BJ Medical College, and GB Pant Hospital, Maulana Azad Medical College, New Delhi. And so this study was published in 2011 as regression of coronary atherosclerosis through healthy lifestyle in coronary artery disease patients We call it Mount Abu Open Heart Trial. And we were informed by the official body, we call it BioMedLib. It is the USA official body which, you know, studies all the studies, you know, research studies in the world. And, you know, according to citations, the people who visit these studies, they plan top 20 studies in the world in different categories. In this category, out of top 20 studies, our study was number one. Most cited, most visited by the researchers, doctors and public. And it was reported in July 2013, and we continued till 2015. So almost 2.5 years it remained as world's most sort of number one study in the world, right? Most cited, most visited by people and doctors, researchers. And this study is a multidisciplinary study in which psychologists, physiologists, endocrinologists, cardiologists, clinicians, nutritionists, fitness experts and meditation experts. Dr. Abdul Kalam, at that time he was the Director General of DRDO, and he was sort of one of the coordinators of this study. And we worked hand in hand for almost more than 10 years, and we planned Mount Abu Open Heart Trial, which was an open trial and which has been published. And there was a very high significant regression was seen in the coronary artery disease. And we had more than 306 lesions. And then in this study, basically, we got this result that at least 50% adherence to a healthy lifestyle program is a must to achieve significant reduction in percent diameter stenosis and coronary events. And then we started this randomized control study. We call it Abu Healthy Heart Trial, in which we had two groups. And the difference between the two groups was only Rajyoga meditation. Otherwise, the diet, exercise, and usual medical care was same. And see, the difference was psychoanalysis was done both the groups. Education was given to both the groups. And the hormonal analysis and the psychological, physiological profile was done. And the only difference was stress management through Rajyoga meditation. Control group was told to continue with their prayer, namaz, or because we had a lot of Muslim patients also in our program. People were going to church also, and we said them, please continue whatever you're doing, do it more, but do not be under stress. They were told about stress, role of stress in causing coronary artery disease, in causing heart attacks, but they were told to avoid, you know, stress at any cost, right? And the repeat analysis was done at 1 year. And all these angiographies were coded, you know, and so that to blind the group location and to blind the angiography sequencing. And QCA was done. And all this statistical data was also sort of done by an independent person. If you see, about 80% patients had either double vessel disease or triple vessel disease. And you can see this, the 93% patients could open their blocks in our study, right? And I'll be showing you some of the angiograms, right? See, there's a, you can see actually this is becoming like this. Can we little bit more focus is there, kar sakte hain? Ye na jo slide bahar ja rahi hai, they are going out of the projection. Thoda sa isko theek karein. Chalo koi baat nahi. Yahan par, but there's a 80% block here, right? Which you can see this is opened up here, right? You can see this better, right? Because see, acha. See, this is a long block from here to here. This is again cut here. Okay, now you can see this block has opened up. It's a 100% block. We had 33 lesions which are 100% calcified lesions. And we had not considered them for analysis because we thought these are calcified lesions, they will not open up. So we did not consider them for study. But to our surprise, out of 33 lesions, 19 lesions, 100% calcified lesions opened up. This has happened for the first time in the world. You can see this. This is opened up like this, right? Another 100% lesion has opened up. Multiple lesions, they all are cleared. See this, 80 and 90% lesions, both are cleared. This patient had two heart attacks, anterior wall MI and inferior wall MI. And see this, ejection fraction is 30%. In the repeat angiogram after 1 year, ejection fraction became 45%. Right, so there was the myocardial regeneration can take place. What is done with stem cell therapy, you can achieve only 5 to 10% improvement in ejection fraction. But here we could achieve, you know, almost 33% improvement in ejection fraction. 80% block opened up, another LV angio, 20% ejection fraction, right, after MI. And in the repeat angiogram, it's 50%, normally 60%. Right? So such a high improvement in, you know, you can, what you can, what you cannot achieve with stem cell therapy, you can achieve with meditation. 100% block opened up, another one. Control group. All these blocks, though these people following the diet, Charles Serio is from Mumbai, but see, even in spite of following zero oil diet, exercise, this person, the blocks have increased, right? And what we have found out, because we now we have more than 7,500 angiographies, angiography documented patients, and they are psychoanalysis, psychological data with us. And we have documented that each block is caused by a certain thought patterns, right? By looking at an angiogram, you can find out the personality of a person, right? Like people can tell you, some people can tell you from the palm, right? Palmistry. I can tell you from your angiogram that what type of nature you have, right? What type of, see, in the past what type of nature you had, and now what type of nature you have, what type of relationship you have in the home or in the working place, right? So that tells us, you know, nature. And by meditation, if you modify that nature, this is what we documented in the repeat angiograms, we have seen the people who could, their psychological scores were significantly changed, they could open their blocks. Where they could not change the psychological scores, right? Type A behavior, anxiety, anger, depression, lifestyle scores, overall feeling of well-being scores, there was no opening of blockages, right? And some people even deteriorated because of their other became more sort of, they did not change their lifestyle, right? They did not change their psychology. They adhered more to diet and exercise. They did not focus on meditation. So these people had more problems, right? So this is, and when this patient came into the program, he could open the blocks. Another patient, there's a block here, a very little block. See, the after the program, after 1 year, block has increased. And another angiogram, there's a 100% block here. This is 100 cutoff here. And the repeat angiogram, see, the block has opened up, 100% block has opened up. So that is the beauty of meditation. How you can do it, I'll be talking to you. So these people could change the type A behavior in the healthy lifestyle group, anxiety, depression, anger, healthy lifestyle, overall feeling well-being. All these are significantly changed. By the control group, there was a very little change. Rather, you can see here, anger, just by telling someone that you don't get angry. Rather, anger increases, does not decrease. What is anger? Anger is lack of peace and love. Right? Just by telling someone don't get angry does not change people, right? When you do meditation, you start having peace, you start enjoying peace and start having love. Anger all automatically disappears. Like what is darkness? Lack of light. When light, you switch on the light, the what happens? Darkness disappears. Same thing. We used to get angry, but when we started practicing meditation, now we never get angry. Right? How many of you never get angry? Can you raise your hands? Never, never. Good. Two people. But you can really, all of you can, no one wants to be angry, but everyone gets angry. Right? But the anger doesn't solve anything, right? But if you really want to be free from anger, you need to learn meditation. Now, people could stop smoking and alcohol, and also they could follow diet and exercise better than the control group. And the EEG, the teams from DRDO, they did all these tests, physiological analysis of these patients. Day zero, that is baseline, see the beta rhythm was significantly prominent. And after 7 days of following this meditation, diet and exercise, see the how beautifully alpha rhythm has improved. This is called as peaceful rhythm. 8 to 12 hertz. Beta rhythm has come down. Theta rhythm, this is called as loveful rhythm, right? it has improved significantly. Even delta rhythm, which is called as happy rhythm or blissful rhythm, has improved within a period of 7 days. The difference between our teams from DRDO, they also checked, they also compared people practicing TM, Transcendental Meditation, Vipassana, Prakshadhyan and Rajayoga Meditation. And what they found, that people who practice Rajayoga Meditation, even after stopping meditation, right, during the meditation they will have changes, right, with eyes open, while they are working also. But the with Rajayoga Meditation, this effect continues. They continue to have alpha rhythm, theta rhythm and delta rhythm, even when they are not actively doing meditation, right, while they are working also. But with TM, mindfulness meditation, and the Vipassana and Prakshadhyan, it changes again back to beta rhythm. During meditation you will achieve alpha and theta rhythm, but as you come out of it, it disappears. It comes back to the original rhythm. Because what is Rajayoga meditation is change of consciousness from outer self to inner self consciousness, right? And that continues because there's conscious training of the mind. And see this, this is the eyes closed, eyes open, this is a better result. And see this, alpha rhythm improving, this is over two years of follow-up. Alpha rhythm improving, beta rhythm going down, theta rhythm improving. Day 7 itself significantly improved. And delta rhythm after 1 year, see this, that means person is so relaxed. He is working, but still as if he is enjoying relaxation so much that as if he is sleeping, right? So he is not tired. Delta rhythm is present in deep sleep, isn't it? So person is so much. That's why you must have seen people here, they are relaxed. When you organize a conference, you are so tense. But people here, the organizers are tense. Yes, they are tense or not tense? People feeding you in the dining, they are tense or not tense? They are smiling, isn't it? So that is the reason. And then the heart rate variability. See, the low frequency power means sympathetic activity and high frequency power means parasympathetic activity. When these people came to us, they were sympathetically overactive and parasympathetic activity was much less. Within 7 days, sympathetic activity decreased and parasympathetic activity increased, right? Within 7 days. And at 1 year, there is complete harmony between sympathetic and parasympathetic, right? And at 2 years follow-up, again it was same. So that is the beauty of this lifestyle. The catecholamines, adrenaline, noradrenaline levels. Day 7 itself, significant decrease in adrenaline, noradrenaline levels, and further continued by 12 months and 2 years, right? And the serotonin, beta endorphins, the happy hormones, they were done in blood and urine both, and they have shown that day 7 itself, there was significant increase in beta endorphin levels and serotonin levels. Beta endorphins are nothing but what? Natural morphine, right? Natural opioids, right? Natural morphine, strongest painkiller. Whatever pain you have in the body, heart pain or the back pain or the knee pain or the headache, disappears. Gives you a feeling of well-being, gives you a feeling of happiness, right? And full of pulling of energy. And then the 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. cortisol samples in plasma and urine. 24 hours urine sample and the plasma samples were taken and we analyzed them. And see, the day 7 itself, significant decrease in 8 a.m. samples and 4 p.m. samples. Day 7 itself, right? And at 12 months and 2 years, again, further decrease. See, it has been shown that as you get up from the bed, half an hour later, cortisol secretion starts from the adrenal glands. Cortisol surge starts from the adrenal gland. And it, whatever you think up to 8 a.m., decides their cortisol surge up to 8 a.m. So if your thing, if your team, that is mind is team, thoughts, emotions, attitude, if you keep a team positive up to 8 a.m., you will have less cortisol surge up to 8 a.m., right? If you have negative team, any negative thought up to 8 a.m., negative emotion up to 8 a.m., negative attitude, negative memory up to 8 a.m., what will happen? Cortisol surge will be much more. This is a physiological mechanism given to all of us to face daily challenges in life. Right? And what we do? It is meant for you. You are challenges, not the challenges for the world, of the world. When you see a television in the morning, or you listen to your mobile, or you read newspaper, what do you get from that? Negative team or positive team? Always negative or always positive? Mostly negative, isn't it? So you should avoid newspaper, television and mobile up to 8 a.m. as far as possible, right? Is it possible? So from now onwards you can do it? Yes? Huh? No Discovery Channel. No Discovery. Up to 8 a.m. Up to 8 a.m., right? Not even peace of mind, right? Huh? No channel. You only one channel. The inner peace channel, right? You will see the change within 2 days. Throughout the day you will feel peaceful, loveful, happy. Frequency, mental frequency, the brain frequency will be alpha rhythm. And when you will see that when you have negative thought, negative emotion up to 8 a.m., the whole day is, you are erratic. Always under pressure of time, work and your own perfection habits. Efficiency goes down, right? Then the insulin, this is the most important result, right? There was significant decrease in blood glucose levels. Glycemic control improved significantly, right? And what was seen, the day 7 itself, you can see day 7, the insulin levels are decreased, significantly decreased. The problem today with all NCDs, almost all NCDs, even with cancer, is insulin resistance. Hypertension, diabetes, obesity, coronary artery disease, metabolic syndrome, cancer. Now they are documenting in different other ailments also, with bone problems, osteoporosis. In almost every disease now they are documenting insulin resistance, right? And by doing this meditation, diet and exercise, you can change your insulin resistance, improve the insulin sensitivity. So in one go, you can settle down all the scores, right? And we were able to score a stop even insulin, people who need 50 units of insulin in a week of this program. A 7-day in-house program. Within a week, we get rid of insulin. What do you say? I'm saying that insulin resistance is responsible for, you must be knowing, metabolic syndrome, right? Hypertension, diabetes, obesity, and dyslipidemia. These are the four factors, it's a deadly quartet, right? So these all the four are modified. They are there because of insulin resistance, right? You have more insulin levels and more sugar levels, right? And now with this meditation, Rajayoga meditation does not mean only meditation, it means it's a way of life, which includes shuddha sattvic diet, shuddha sattvic exercise, shuddha sattvic sleep, and addiction-free life. I'll be telling you that in a few minutes. So that is a very important factor, right? I'll be telling you meditation, how to practice meditation in a scientific way also. So the ejection fraction improved by 10% average, average exercise improved by 500%, and nitrate, all the nitrates we could stop, right? Most of them were off nitrates. The LDL levels decreased, HDL levels improved, and the triglyceride levels decreased, and the LDL-HDL ratio decreased by 37%. And the factors, the events, odds ratio of 11 between the HLS group and the healthy lives and the control group. And then coming to I'll be teaching, telling you about how to do it, right, in the next few minutes. This is our physical heart. What is heart? This heart is a pump, right? It's a hardware. Its weight is 250 grams, requires about 250 ml of blood per minute. But what heart we talk about in poems, ghazals, movies, day-to-day life, is which heart? This heart? No, this heart. The consciousness, the conscience, which is non-physical, it's a software. This whatever is there in this heart affects this heart. Right? It's a consciousness or conscience that is called as the subtle heart. Right? If you can keep your consciousness clean or reality consciousness, then you will not suffer heart disease. We keep in our heart, this heart, the body's relations, our sons and daughters, our spouse and material, and the vices, anger, anxiety here. We love anger and anxiety. Right? We are very proudly say, I am a short-tempered person. Right? I am a very anxious person. I am a very sensitive person. Were you born angry? Anyone was born angry? Or anxiety? Or fear? You know, whenever we were infants, we could hold a snake without fear. Our parents taught us to fear snake, to fear frog, isn't it? To fear darkness. We were not having any fear. We never used to get angry. We were all peaceful, loveful, happy. We were always smiling. We learned from our parents, our society, our friends and teachers and other people, right? Up to 11 years of age, we learned from our parents. And also from our society. By 11, our personality is formed. 12 is puberty. And then secondly, sexual characters come in. And what is mind? Mind is, this is brain. Brain and mind, 1100 grams, 1200 grams, 100 billion neurons, higher brain, lower brain. And mind is software, right? Team. Okay? What is the difference between thoughts and emotions? When intense thoughts become emotions. Right? And when these thoughts are emotions are prolonged, they become attitudes, and when the attitude is developed, then you have atmosphere is developed around you. Right? And then we act. Brief acts are called impressions. When these brief acts are or impressions are reinforced by others, they become belief systems, and when you keep on doing it again and again, they become your habits or personality. Right? This is how your mind works. And when you're a negative team, hypothalamus makes neuropeptides, and these neuropeptides travel through the blood to the cells. They have receptors and like lock and key, and then there's sympathetic overactivity and stress hormones come out, fight or flight response, feeling of disease, sadness, lack of energy. Other hand, if you have positive team, your cells of the brain and body make endorphins and cephalins, and parasympathetic activity increases. And that is what happens. Feeling of well-being, happiness, health, and pooling of energy. And then every one of us is born with a target organ. Someone it may be heart, someone it may be lungs, someone it may be immune system, someone it may be your GI tract, for someone it may be your and one of the endocrine glands, or for someone it may be muscles or bones or joints or the kidneys. So whatever negative team you develop a habit of it, that keeps on damaging your that system and you develop the disease. Okay? So how to have positive team? When you become truth conscious or reality conscious, I'm a being, not the body. Human being, right? Body, what is the definition of truth? Anyone? What is the definition of truth? Yes? The two qualities of truth. Yes? Yes. Truth is eternal, right? It never dies. Second, it is not changeable. Body, am I a body? Body is changing daily, it dies. I'm a being, I'm a soul. I was there before this, I entered this body, and when I leave this body, I'll still be there. I'll take another body, right? And it never changes. Body keeps on changing the size and form, but soul doesn't change. You must have been told today in the morning about the soul, right? Okay? And when you have false consciousness, I'm a body, I'm a role, I'm a doctor. Anyone was born a doctor? Yes? Are we doctors run 24 hours? Only for 6 hours, 8 hours we are doctors, right? With your wife, are you a doctor? With your children, are you a doctor? Your children tell you, please do not behave with me like a doctor, right? I'm your son. You are my papa. right? They don't like that behavior, right? Okay? So then that leads to negativity. So our mind, these vices, lust, anger, hatred, jealousy, greed, ego, they are called animal instincts. They are not the true nature of human beings. Animals practice it outside. But we human beings never practice these vices outside. We always hide. No? Suppose two dogs have to fight. Will they say, no, we should go on one side, otherwise people will see we are angry, we are fighting. And when husband and wife, they are fighting in their dining room, a small matter is that fight starts, and suddenly there is a lock, and it becomes very severe, right? And there is a knock on the door. What happens? You are all are used to it, that. All are experienced. What happens? Husband will say, you go. And wife will say, no, you go. You go and open the door. They will, make the room right. And when that family friend comes in, he will say, some noises were coming. Was there a fight between you? No, no, no. In last 30 years, we never had any fight. It must be from that neighbor. Right? No? You will never accept it, right? We hide because this is not our true nature. These all negativities, vices and negativities, they are just superficial, like ocean of mind, like waves. And then deeper you go in the mind, you will have peace, love and happiness. Further deeper you go, there will be bliss and consciousness of the self. Okay? So any disease can be reversed by reversing the mental patterns, negative mental patterns lead to disease. And by mental cleansing through meditation and physical cleansing through diet and exercise, you can achieve health. Incurable does not mean it is not curable. It means it is in plus curable. It is curable if you go in. In means I'm a being, right? Not the body. Basically, two things you have to change. Think and say. Thoughts and words have to be changed, then your life will change. Because by changing our thinking patterns, we can change our experiences. And negative thinking patterns lead to negative experiences, dis-ease, and positive thinking patterns lead to positive experiences and ease, health. I think just you know that the patient becomes body when we declare that patient is dead. Right? Take the body. We never say take the patient back. So what has happened? Life force has gone. Being has left. And the body, from this dead body, you can take out the heart, you can take out the kidneys, and after some histocompatibility test, you can transplant heart into this. Right? What does it mean? That here the driver is not there, here the driver is there, right? So the wedge which makes the kidney function. So basically I think, so health, what is health? Human being is a continuum of spiritual, mental and physical energy. Health is a dynamic process of harmony and flow of spiritual, mental and physical energy. The definition of WHO is no more accepted. It's not a state. Only the consciousness and the few memory cells in the brain are continuous with life. More than 98% cells of the whole human body change within 3 months to 1 year. And body is made up of 80,000 billion cells, and each cell about 100,000 reactions occur in 1 second. That is when you are peaceful. Relatively peaceful. But if you are angry, anxiety, you will make 150,000 reactions in 1 second. In one cell. Multiply by 80,000 billion. Body can get rid of toxins or free radicals of 100,000 reactions in 1 second, but not possible to get rid of 50,000 reactions, right? And in that target organ, you will collect those toxins, and that is how the disease is created. But by having meditation, when you enjoy peace, the reactions can become from 1,000 to 100,000 to 80,000, 60,000. Love, happiness, 50,000. And that is how you can get rid of toxins, right, from the body. And this is human being. Human being comes from human, humus, soil, which means soil, outer self, being, life force, soul, inner self. Soil world itself has I-ness and minus, ego and attachment, and you means universal. So when your outer self conscious, body, role or material, all three are unstable, insecurity, this leads to five vices, lust, anger, greed, attachment and ego. And this leads on to negative mental tendencies. Type A behavior, that is always under pressure of time, work and habits, jealousy, laziness, carelessness, cynicism, hostility, suspicious, assuming behavior, anxiety and fear. And this leads to stress. And this is what stress is, right? Because when you have negative thought patterns, you will develop a beta plus and super beta rhythm. Right? And then when you have wrong mood, you go for wrong food. There are hundreds of moods have been studied, and they have shown that when you feel bitter, one of the example is when you feel bitterness in the mind, you compensate by taking sweets. When you feel dry here, you go by fried food. When you feel hot, boring, you go for hot and spicy foods. Right? Similarly, so many studies have been done. And they wrong food, these people do not get sleep, go to bed at 10, but get sleep only at 1. They get up at 6 or 7 or 8 in the morning. Right? So these people cannot exercise, or they will go for wrong exercise and they will develop addictions, right? Smoking and alcohol. So these people are basically unhappy and always dis-ease. Dis-ease means loss of ease. Bimari means, B means fear, Mari means constancy of. And the inner self-consciousness, soul consciousness, stable, full security, and these are 7 innate energies of the soul. If you can just say, you can remember like this, knowledge. Knowledge means A, B, C, D, Atma, Baba. Baba means God, C for connection, D for drama. So more you revise and realize this A, B, C, D, the truth, the eternal truth, more purity of mind will come. More peace means only positive thoughts, only truthful thoughts. Love means accepting everyone as they are, not being judgmental. Unconditional respectful care for everyone. That is love, spiritual love. This heals. Then happiness means no desires left. I am contented, satisfied. Then you feel happy, right? And then bliss means going beyond body and bodily world, right? That means soul enjoys that, you know, the higher state of consciousness, supra consciousness. And powers means the power to accommodate, power to face, power to tolerate. 8 powers, you will be told in detail. So when you have these 7 energies, when you're in action, a person who has 7 energies, when you come in action, these are the values. They are reflected in our life. Truthfulness, fearlessness, humility, tolerance, contentment, concentration, determination, patience. Like 56 more such qualities. And that is what you are stress-free. Then you go for healthy diet, right? Healthy, balanced diet. This person is living to eat. And this person is eating to live. Right? That's the difference, right? This person gets proper sleep, delta rhythm, delta sleep very fast. He goes for proper exercise. He is always smiling. He can say easily to no to smoking and alcohol, right? Any drugs for that matter. So healthy and happy life. Incurable means it is curable if we go in. So that is what stress means. Stress is equal to pressure divided by inner strength. When the ratio becomes more than 1, then you feel stress. Inner strength means coping ability. The pressures cannot be modified or may not be modifiable immediately, but inner strength can be modified by meditation, right? Or I say ABCD, right? Realize the truth. Meditation increases inner strength or coping ability. I think just go here, and this is the formula. Healthy means he'll die. There's only one person on this planet who can heal you. Who is that? Only one person. Who is that? Doctors? God? No, it is only you. Only, listen, for myself it is me, and for yourself it is. Doctor is only a guide. Parents and our relatives can help. God helps much better than that. And self-awareness. Swasth means, swa means soul, tam is conscious. Healthy means soul consciousness. Okay, so multidimensional approach, soul, mind, body, right? True knowledge comes from God, and he gives them knowledge in the form of these three. As per biological clock, there is a clock here, we call it biological clock. There is time to sleep, time to get up, time for meditation, time for exercise, time for breakfast, time for lunch, time for dinner. But we modify everything because of pressures. That is not what life is supposed to be. I think just tonight me, I'll just go ahead, and this is all. This is 7 energies of the soul, right? This soul nourishes through this. Formula is KP square low high blood pressure. That is, sequence is very important. Knowledge leads to purity. Purity leads to peace. Peace leads to love. Love leads to happiness, bliss and power. And this is how we nourish. Soul nourishes each and every cell of the body, 80,000 billion cells of the body, through mind. Our team has to be positive. Even if we accept spiritual energy here, if my team is negative, my memories are negative, my attitude is negative towards life or towards love, peace, happiness, emotions are negative, my thoughts are negative, then the energy is blocked, right? What is subtle body? Subtle body is nothing but team. If a team is positive, a subtle body, there's a one physical body, one subtle body, then subtle body is full of light, spiritual light, right? No, happiness is different. Happiness is when you do not have any desires, you are satisfied absolutely with your life, right? That is happiness. And bliss is when you realize the truth of the soul, that I am a being, and then you get absorbed in the love of Supreme Being, right? Then you forget the body totally, right? You don't have any awareness of body. You go beyond body. Anand means bandhan. That means you go beyond bondages, right? That is anand. Bliss, ecstasy, right? Okay. So soul is nourishing each and every cell of the body through all the seven energies essential for every organ, but one energy is special. Like for the brain, it is knowledge. For the five sense organs, it is purity. For lungs, it is peace. For love, heart is love. Happiness is your digestive system, right? That's why they say always, so and so loves each other. So we always place a heart there, right? Not a liver, not lungs, right? Love means heart, right? Because heart nourishes soul is nourishing the heart with energy of love. And love is what? Accepting everyone as it is. Love is what? Unconditional respectful care for everyone. And what is respect? To recognize and appreciate unique role of each and everyone. Right? In our families, in our working place, like in Ramayana, you have Ram, Ravan, Lakshman, Hanuman, Sita, Mandodari, Shrutnaka. Right? In our families also we have everyone. Right? But the problem is, what happens? One moment he is Ram, after some time he becomes Ravan. Right? Sita becomes Mandodari or Sita becomes Shrutnaka. Right? Hanuman becomes Meghnath. Huh? You will understand later on, because you will be told all this. I'm just sharing with you what is love, respect. So we have to recognize and appreciate, because Ramayana without Ravan, Meghnath is not Ramayana, right? So we have to accept unique role of each and everyone and give respect to that person. It may be my son, my daughter, my spouse, my parents, right? My friends. Because you will be told about this, that this world is a drama. Every one of us is an actor. And every soul is playing accurate part in this drama as per karmic accounts of this birth and previous birth. If someone is hurting me, someone is abusing me, it is because of I have abused him last birth. And there's interest. If I had taken 1,000 rupees 100 years back from someone and not returned and I died, now this person comes to me as my son in this birth, I have to give him back 1,000 rupees and the interest. Interest will be somewhere around 50 crore rupees. Right? So my son will never be satisfied with me in spite that I have given everything to him. Okay? That is the account. That is karmic account. Is it clear? So that is how, when this ABCD you keep on revising and realizing, that is how your mind becomes pure. Okay? That is how your intellect becomes pure. Otherwise we are always thinking, why this person does this to me? Why this person, why my son doesn't listen to me? Why my wife doesn't listen to me? Why they are behaving like this? That is what leads to stress. Okay? That is what leads to heart disease. That is what leads to hypertension. That is what leads to anything, diabetes, right? Okay? Now, so that is what you need to do. So when you get up in the morning, 4 a.m., there's a special time, we call it Brahmurat. In this time, 4 to 5, if we can enjoy, studies have shown us that if we can enjoy 20 minutes of bliss from 4 to 5, you will have harmonious release of hypothalamic hormones, pituitary and pineal hormones. And then throughout the day, then you will have 5 to 10 such peaks. If there is a first harmonious peak is there, then throughout the day you will have those similar harmonious peaks. And next 24 hours, all your mental and physical problems will become less. If you miss this time, then you are going to suffer more and more physical and mental problems. Right? So that's why you call it Brahmurat, Amrit Vela. This is what we practice here. Right? And then up to 8 a.m., if the energy, this energy which has come from the God, all the seven energies, now it has to go to the body. How it will go? If you have positive team. So maintain that positive team up to 8 a.m. If you maintain that positive team up to 8 a.m., this energy will travel to the body. And the way to have that team, positive team, is up to 8 a.m. you practice positive team in the remaining silence. And what we do, for last 30 years what I do, I read, listen to Murli. Murli means godly version. And that is 100% positive team. I keep on churning that. And that is how that energy travels to the body. And if the energy has to go out of the body to create aura around me, then it has to be through proper diet. I have to take healthy, balanced diet, vegetarian diet. Shuddh Satvik Bhojan. Shuddh Satvik, Shuddh means cooked in remembrance or meditation. You have a pure mind, proper sleep and proper medicines. And that is how I can do it. And that is what? Where there is a flow of harmonious energy, and then this is Raj Yoga meditation. Science and art of harmonizing spiritual, mental and physical energy for enjoying healthy and wealthy and happy life. I think so. Basic lesson is spiritual care. Be natural, be in the self-conscious, not body or role conscious. For this, practice half an hour meditation in the morning and enjoy these seven energies. Always say, never say, I'm a short-tempered person, I'm a peaceful person, I'm a loveful being, I'm a happy being. And have positive team up to 8 a.m. And for this, listen, you can listen to the Murli for harmonizing medicinal search. And for the body, eat natural, sattvic diet. What, when and how? What to be taken is important, but when to be taken? How to be taken? Never talk while eating food. As doctors, you must be knowing, when you're eating food, if you talk, you are having aerophagia, right? You're eating air also. The digestion is not proper. Put the food in the mouth, close your mouth, chew it properly. Food should be taken as if you are drinking water, right? If they say water should be eaten and food should be drunk, right? That means you should chew it so much that it goes automatically. You don't have to swallow it. And you should take water sip by sip, okay? And then how? In peaceful mind, with a peaceful mind. And be in the lap of nature, have morning walk after sunrise, after cleaning your bowels and having bath. And never mix walking and talking together. When you're talking, only half lungs are getting oxygen. Two-thirds lungs are not getting, one-third, the lower half is not getting oxygen. So two-thirds of blood is going without oxygenation back to the heart. Okay? And one beat, one respiration is equal to 5 beats. Okay? 14 into 7, 5, 70. And sleep at 10, get up at 4, and proper use of medicines. So this is what we are doing, primordial and primary prevention at present. Through our different wings we are doing this work, and then now we have more than 7,500 angiograms in 131 groups and more than 700 repeat angiograms, and almost this program is now present all over the world. And this is how this program is conducted. This is the diet given. We walk with the patients, even patients who do not have legs, they walk. And we practice meditation, group support sessions, and This is what we are going to do now, next month. We have now, the Brahma Kumaris in their annual meeting have decided to launch this program, Healthy Heart, Happy Mind and Healthy Body Movement, throughout the country, by Dadiji and Honorable Health Minister of India, in collaboration with CSI, API and IMA, in the inaugural function of WCCPCI World Congress on Clinical Preventive Cardiology in 2016, which will be held from 22nd to 25th September. And the inauguration function will be at 6:30 p.m. on 22nd September. And you all are cordially invited. There's a registration form in your bags on this conference. You can register online on our website, this website. Om Shanti.
Good afternoon. Dr. Gupta has summarized everything, not left anything for me. But still, I think I must comment because I was associated with this project. This title is fantastic. You know, we heard about 3D movies. You know, in 3D movies, people are giving the special glasses. Then only we can see the picture. Similarly, here also Brahma Kumari organization, Dr. Gupta has also given us a special glass of spirituality by which you can see behind the physical body. You know, in our medical college, we are never taught behind the physical body. We just focus on the body. And that is the reason, you know, in spite of, you know, fantastic technology, we are having the beautiful medicines, good angioplasty, bypass surgery, still we could not prevent the coronary artery disease, hypertension, diabetes. You know, day by day this incidence is increasing. That is because we are treating only at one dimension level, that is at physical body. We are not knowing about the mental care and the spiritual care. Some of the aspects which are very important for the regression of coronary artery disease, because if you take the risk factors, now we talk about the conventional risk factors, six risk factors: diabetes, hypertension, obesity, smoking, lack of exercise and high cholesterol in the body. These are the six risk factors we used to say, these are the causes for coronary artery blockage. But these are not important. We have seen that 80% of the patients with normal cholesterol have the heart disease. If you take all these six risk factors, and it is seen that only with all six risk factors, only 10% of the patient they get heart attack. 60% of the patient of heart attack have either one or no risk factors. Then the research started. Then say non-conventional risk factors, they are more important. And what are the non-conventional risk factors? Stress, anxiety, depression, cynicism, jealousy, isolation. These are the non-conventional risk factors, and for that we don't have any solution. Unless you shift to second and third dimension, that is mental care and the spiritual care. Similarly, if you talk about the personality, Dr. Gupta said type A personality are prone for the coronary artery disease. Type B are away from the heart disease. Now what is the solution? Can we change as a doctor anybody's personality? No, because personality is your sanskar, that is in the soul. Unless you divert your focus on the soul, on mind, then only you can change your personality. So by treating only physics by medicine, we are not going to change anybody's personality. We are not going to change anybody's genes. So second dimension and third dimension is very important. Then we see the coronary artery. If you say we operate by angioplasty or bypass surgery, when block is more than 70%, when block is less than 70%, we don't do angioplasty and bypass surgery. But to the surprise, if I ask you, the block when it is less than 50%, block less than 70%, less than 50% and more than 70%. When more than 70% we operate angioplasty bypass. But if I ask you in which group there are more heart attacks, so more heart attacks are not when the block is more than 70%. More heart attack is there when block is less than 50%, less than 70%. 50% of the heart attacks are there when block is less than 70%, between 50 and 70. Another say 20-25% heart attack when block is 20%. So only 20-25% of heart attacks are there when block is more than 70%. So before below 70% of the block, what is the solution for us? Where there is, I am not going to do angioplasty, surgeon is not going to do bypass surgery when block is less than 70%, then what is the solution? Only solution is a lifestyle modification. And lifestyle doesn't mean only diet, exercise and risk factor. It is a spiritual aspect, that is mental care and the spiritual care. Therefore, this project is absolutely a holistic approach where you are taking the body as a human body care and the being care, that is the soul care. Now, this is the organization. If you have seen the any industry which bring out the any new research product, you imagine what is the cost initially, you know, any product, how much costly they fail initially. And this Brahma Kumari organization, with the help of Dr. Gupta, is a chief research director, he has brought out this industry. Brahma Kumari industry has given us this fantastic project, you know, product, and we are giving to the patient at what cost? How much this industry Brahma Kumari has spent, you can't imagine. And we are selling free, we are not selling, we are giving free of cost. Free of cost. We are not charging. On the contrary, we invite you, stay here for 7 days, free of charge, and take it from us, because Brahma Kumari Shiv Baba has taught us, you have to become Devta. Devta means Dene Wala. You don't become Levta, Lene Wala. That's why here we are giving this beautiful project, product from this Brahma Kumari organization, free of charge. And this is, and I, now from 18 years, I joined with Dr. Gupta 1988. I remember that day, you know, 98 May, when he had started this project, only three patients. And this man was teaching from morning to evening only for three patients, 7 days. And that time he was not having that much knowledge also. I have seen no computer. There is no transparencies. You must have seen transparencies. An overhead projector. He used to write down the transparency and he used to take the lecture. That was the scene in 98, and the Almighty Shiv Baba has given blessing to this project. कि ये दिल वाला जो है ये प्रोग्राम बहुत हद तक आगे जाएगा. दो तीन पेशेंट से स्टार्ट हुआ, 7,500 आज पेशेंट्स है. एवरीबडी, आई हैव सीन द पेशेंट, यंगर पेशेंट्स, जस्ट मैरिड विथ हार्ट अटैक. इमेजिन द सिचुएशन, व्हाट इज देयर साइकी, यू नो, हार्ट अटैक पेशेंट इन यंग पेशेंट्स. दिस आई गिव अ कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशन टू डॉक्टर गुप्ता एंड थैंक टू शिव बाबा कि आपने हमें इतना बढ़िया प्रोजेक्ट दिया और इस प्रोजेक्ट को आपने सक्सेसफुल बनाया. ओम शांति.
आई जस्ट लाइक टू इनवाइट मिस्टर शेट्टी. दिस पर्सन इज ए बैंक मैनेजर एंड ही हैड दिस प्रॉब्लम एंड हाउ ही कुड गेट रिड ऑफ दोज प्रॉब्लम्स. नॉट ओनली हार्ट प्रॉब्लम बट ही हैड एस्थमा फ्रॉम चाइल्डहुड एंड ऑल्सो हैड प्रोस्टेट कैंसर एंड हाउ थ्रू दिस प्रोग्राम ही कुड गेट रिड ऑफ दिस all these three problems. He can share in just a few minutes with you. I think that will be the practical evidence that you can listen to him.
I had a heart attack in 2005. And like most of us, we believe that heart attack comes to people who are either hereditary. I never knew something about what is type A behavior, because I'm a banker, I'm not supposed to know all these things. But when I got the heart attack, I was wondering, because I had no vices absolutely. I don't even drink tea. Rest is concluded. So I was a bank manager in one of the 5-star hospitals in Mumbai. And I just happened to be my 50th birthday. My wife gave me a cake which got stuck in my throat. That's what I had a feeling. Whole day I was drinking water, but somehow till the evening I couldn't. I went to the doctor because it was in the same building. I went and I told him, I have something, I think I have some cake stuck in my... He said, how is it possible? You had your lunch, you had your... I don't think, let us see. And they put me on the bed and they started doing ECG on me. And they started, there was a huge commotion, shouting, people shouting, get a stretcher. I said, what happened? You had a massive heart attack 2 hours back. Are you kidding? I've just come from the office. He said, now don't talk. I was put in the ICU, 14th floor ICU. Next day, I was diagnosed that I had a block in my LAD, 100% block in my LAD. And my wife was asked what is to be done. She said, you know the best. And I was operated. And I got my angioplasty done in LAD. And that's it. And all through the back of my mind, I was wondering what could be the reason I had a heart attack, because I was so healthy. Since the last 20, 25 years, I have been staying in Malabar Hill, Mumbai. For the last 25 years, I was going for a walk at 5 o'clock in the morning. No vices, no family history. My cholesterol level was normal. What could be the reason? I started asking. The next day, after 45 days, I went back to office and I started asking, because all my customers were back doctors. I started asking them, what could be the reason? They said, come on, forget it now. Whatever happened, it happened. You can't undo it. And I said, fine. But what about the lifestyle which I had led all my life? So disciplined. And finally, it took me 3 years to come to Brahma Kumari to understand the real reason for my heart attack. I am a typical type A behavior person. I am totally focused in life, completely punctual. I have never missed my bank duties. I have never been late to my bank for 34 years. You can imagine somebody staying in Mumbai and not getting late to office. And I came here and he said that, see, the problem with you is that you have taken care of your body, but you have not taken care of your mind, which was beyond my comprehension. Because I couldn't understand being, and he started telling me that you'll have to do yoga and all those meditation. I think like most of us, I thought meditation is for people who have got no other work in life. And I couldn't understand myself sitting in a place, looking in a zen and meditating. No, that was not me, because I was more into multitasking. I was more into helping people. I was more into my work. 9 o'clock I used to open my branch, and 9 o'clock in the night I used to shut down my branch. And I said, but when he started explaining me, I came to the CAD CAM, when he started explaining to me in the 7 days what you do, that was the time I understood the problem lies here, not here. And I said, let me try it. If somebody says that you have some lucky juice, you have it. Somebody says you tie it in your hand, you do it. Somebody says you drink some green water in the bottle, you do it. I said, why not do this also? Let me try it. Let me try it for 6 months. I told him, I'll try it for 6 months. If I have some change in me, I'll follow it. Otherwise, goodbye to you and to your CAD CAM. And I followed it to the T. And the result was, my ejection fraction was just 30 when I came here. In just 45 days, my ejection fraction went up to 60. You from the medical fraternity know that ejection fraction can never go to this limit. And in just 45 days, and the best part of my life was, I was a hereditary asthmatic. My father had, my forefather, my grandfather, everybody had asthma, even including me, right from the age of 1. I was on steroid-based asthmatic medicines. You must be knowing Curasmin. For 35 years I had that. And when the government saw that it contains steroids, it was banned. So I was shifted to 400, the highest dosage. And when I came here, in just about 2 months' time, whenever I used to take that 400, I used to feel uncomfortable. I used to go to my doctor and tell him, I don't know what you have given me instead of my Curasmin tablet, which is banned by the government. You reduce my or you change my medicine. He changed it from 400 to 300. Still the same thing continued, from 300 to 200, from 200 to 100. He said nothing more. Now we have no lower medicine than this. One, I can suggest you, keep that 400 pump near your bed and go to sleep. I said, I cannot do it. Right from the age of 1 to the age of 53 till I came to Brahma Kumaris, I said, I cannot do it. I will die of asthmatic attack. He said, no. And I was chronic asthmatic. And then that day and today, it's been 8 years I'm off medicines. Because I practiced, I was like a motivated person. I started practicing meditation to such an extent that whole day, it is as simple as drinking a glass of water. Possibly today you might find it difficult, but it's as simple as taking a glass of water. When I started it and my asthma went, today I can eat a bucket full of ice cubes, but still not sneeze also. I go abroad where the temperature is minus 10 degrees. I go on the same attire, which I have never done it all my life. So this meditation helped me. I don't know, I was always worried what would my future be after 60? At the age of 60, I can tell you, I have a strength of a 25 years old. I can run from here right up to Abu Road. So you can imagine at the age of 61, how many people you know can say, I am in the best phase of my life at the age of 61. Just in January 2014, I developed a tumor in my prostate. With that meditation, in 6 months' time, my PSA, you might know, my PSA is only 1.2 now. It was 14.8. In just 6 months' time, it came down to 1.6. Sorry,
and tumor was detected by the scan.
By the Muljibhai Patel Urological Hospital in Nadiad. I had gone there. I was under the treatment, and when they saw that meditation was doing some wonders, they said, "We'll only put you on Valtam Plus." Most of you might know it. I was on Valtam Plus. My prostate is enlarged to 87 grams. So I asked them the reason. They said nothing. It's like you are growing, just the way it is aging, just your hair goes white, your eyesight, your teeth and all. Similarly, the prostate can go. As long as there is no malignant, there is no tumor in that, we don't have to worry about it. No, they were supposed to do, but when they saw that PSA, exactly in about 1 month's time, I went after 1 month. That PSA came down to 6.2 from 14.8. They were asking, what are you doing? I said, I meditate. He said, oh, even I meditate. The doctor over there said, even I meditate. So I told him what I do. And I tell you, I am so motivated today. You see people growing from 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60. My age is going back. 59, 58, 57, 56. That is the power of meditation. And today I would just put it across that give it a best shot. Try it out. We try out so many things. Most of the things in life we lose is because we don't make an attempt to try it. Try it out. There's nothing involved in this. If you don't get any results in 6 months' time, go back to your early life. Nobody is going to stop you. With that, I always tell people who know me, aaya tha yahan haath theek karne, jindagi kab theek ho gayi pata nahi chala. Om Shanti.
See, this is what this program is all about, 3D healthcare program. And one thing I want to tell you, that this 3D, this meditation is what a meditation you will learn here, but meditation is nothing but realization of the truth, that I'm a being, realization of ABCD. That is all meditation is all about. You don't have to close your eyes while walking, while talking, while driving. You can practice this meditation, right? It covers. Actually, I'm starting one study on this. You know, but meditation itself, the studies have shown that it can change the genes, the telomerase activity, right? Telomerase activity. Huh? Yes. Telomerase activity, the abnormal genes. See, when you are having type A personality means a person who is always under pressure. Pressure of time, pressure of work, pressure of perfection, pressure of your own habits, polyphasic, aggressive, competitive, comparison, competition, right? On the other hand, these people are like 100 meter dashers. They achieve the target very fast, but they crash. 100 meter dash and then they, collapse. But life is not 100 meter dash. It is a 42 kilometer marathon, right? And the type B people are just, they go slow and steady, right? They plan the things properly. They have prioritized their, their sort of, work, whatever they do. And what meditation does to you, it makes you from type A to type B. Type A people, their frequency will be either, beta plus or super beta. And type B people will have frequency which is alpha rhythm, right? This we have documented. And this is one example of type A personality. I just show the face. Come here. Satyanarayan bhai, samne aajo. Gyan Singh bhai, aap bhi samne. These were the two people. Tomorrow you will be listening in front of the minister. The experiences of these two people. He is from Hyderabad. He is from Karnal. This person, he is a smoker, alcohol, and non-vegetarian. And this person is a person from farmer. He is a farmer. And he used to be an opium addict, right? So how could he leave? And he had triple vessel disease. He also had triple vessel disease. how they could open their blocks, angiography proven, right? They'll be sharing their experience, right, tomorrow, when the minister is here, okay? In front of the minister, okay? So tomorrow you'll be hearing their experiences, how this person could change, you'll love to hear his experience, how he changed, right? Okay? Tomorrow they'll be sharing their experience, okay? Om Shanti. Now this, a word from our chairperson, please.
Om Shanti. I am honored to listen to Dr. Satish Gupta, sir. Give a big hand to him. Big applause, I think. Dr. Rathod, sir, Dr. Tapadia, and all of you. Today I felt why Honorable Banarsi Babu has selected me to chair session. I will just, in 1 minute, I will say I had 15 cardiac arrests, followed by embolism. I had a fracture on 2009, 5th October. I had a healthy mind, healthy body, healthy heart, but not healthy mind. Maybe that because of that I had 15 cardiac arrests, I have declared dead and I was ventilator, 15 days coma. Out of that I record and I am now in front of you only because of Om Shiva Baba's and blessings and doctors and parents and my patient. They all prayed for me and I used to do yoga, meditation, exercise since my childhood. Nobody taught me, neither Ramdev Baba taught me, anybody. I was doing yoga, means I was doing Surya Namaskar, Danda Baitaka and yoga since my childhood. I had at the age of 56, I had this cardiac arrest, 15 cardiac arrest, I had respiratory arrest, I was declared dead, but I am alive now today. All this is because of you, sir. So you have told me about healthy life, so I am grateful to Honorable Banarsi Babu that he selected a right person to chair this session. Thank you very much. Om Shanti, Om Shanti.